Hello once again from the North Pole. I'm Al Frank Murr in the North Pole newsroom for North Pole Radio News. The Ranger Games are underway and the long jump event was held today and ended with some surprising results. Joining me from the games is our Eye in the Sky reporter and avid Ranger watcher, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what happened in the long jump today?
Frank, it was Rudolph of all reindeer who surprised in the event today. That's usually not his strongest either. He got through the qualifying rounds by dominating the likes of Donner and even two-year-old Ronaldo. But in the final round, it was invincible Hercules who took the prize by beating Rudolph by a mere half inch.
Wow, Crash, how did Rudolph take that?
Well, not well, Frank. It didn't help that the judges snuffed out his nose in the second round due to objections raised by some of the trainers that he had an unfair advantage because when his nose is lit, that could give a slightly different perspective on things, and the judges agreed with that assessment, and Rudolph had to compete without lighting up, Frank, and he was not a happy boy.
Does it really matter? I mean, don't they measure where reindeer land with their feet in the long jump?
Well, that's exactly what Rudolph's handlers were arguing. Rudolph, you know, being Rudolph, lights up that nose all the time. He'll do it in every event, especially in the flight trials, and of course during the sprints and the marathons. And you know, it's been a few years since Rudolph has won these games, and while no one's really talking about that, I think his own sense of competition is such that he's here to win this year. I think he's been really impressive, Frank. He's been super focused.
How did all these two-year-olds do beyond Hercules?
Well, I have to handle it to the experts on these who identified these two-year-olds. You know, Ronaldo and Titus and Ferris and Patty and Hercules. They all did very well, and each of them is still well positioned, despite not winning against the likes of Rudolph and Donner today. I mean, Hercules did, but, you know, they're all still in it.
Crash, I've got to ask you about Vixen and Dancer not competing today. Do you have any insight on their situations?
Frank, all I can tell you is that Vixen pitched a Hall of Fame fit for not being able to go today. But, you know, it's the right thing to do. I've watched her run a little bit this week, and she's got a little hitch in her get-along, and it's a smart thing to sit her down. The ride with Santa's just too important, and she'll definitely not want to be told that she can't go come December 23rd.
Okay, Crash, good update. With a break in the games on Sunday, we'll get an update from you again after the competition on Monday. From the North Pole, where the games are followed by nearly everyone, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.